I don't mean to alarm you, but it's almost hockey night in Fort Wayne. Saturday night, Fort Wayne Comets are going to be opening up the ECHL season, their 70th season against the Wheeling Nailers, and that is going to be at the Memorial Coliseum. And I thought, what better way to talk about it than have Shane Alberani, voice of the Fort Wayne Comets, on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for waking up early and coming in here.
Oh, it's great to actually be in studio. I'm often on the phone, so it's nice to actually come into a nice warm studio and see you guys face to face.
Well, you know, you get the A-plus treatment when I'm hosting.
That's right.
I just want to make sure you know that.
You know what? That is correct. everyone else, including Brett Rump, you know what? Doesn't have me in.
Yeah, take that, Brett. So 70th anniversary. I'm going to pay for that later, I know. 70th anniversary of Comet Hockey, and what better way to ring in our anniversary than with some nice ceremonies for the home opener, right?
Yeah, you know what? Defending Kelly Cup champs, so it's always nice to extend that celebration into opening night. So we'll see the Kelly Cup. We're going to raise the banner and the ring ceremony, and then we're dropping the puck, and we have to defend it then. So, but it's going to be a fun night. If you don't have your tickets, please go get them because it's always a special night. There are available 7:35 puck drop, or actually it'll be a little bit later, but it's scheduled for 7:35, so get in your seats early.
Right, because with this being the first game of the season, there's always a few things to go through, and you and I were talking off air about there's still going to be an effort to kind of acknowledge the Comet's history as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's our 70th anniversary, so expect some pretty cool videos and things of that nature as well.
Now, this season's going to be different than last season for a number of reasons. A lot of teams are back. Hi, Toledo, I guess. Welcome back. So from what your finger on the pulse of Comet Hockey is, you know, how is the team looking? How are they feeling going into Saturday night's game?
You know, I think they're feeling pretty good. We lost the exhibition games, unfortunately, due to a couple of positive COVID tests. But they didn't have any exhibition games last year either.
Yeah.
So it's Coach Ben Boudreau and Olivier Legault, they know what they're looking at. And, you know, they put this team together relatively quickly. So they had a good base of players throughout the summer, and they weren't scrambling when camp started to actually bring guys in. So, you know, the forwards, I think, are fantastic. You got a kind of a gift getting Stephen Harper back. He was in camp with the AHL Chicago Wolves, so you get him back. Drake Rimsha is also a guy who skated in the NHL last year. You get him. He played here a couple years ago, and you get the Jones brothers, who also had NHL experience. So, forward line-wise, you're looking pretty solid, and goaltending is dynamite. You get Yuri Patera down from Henderson, who is a solid NHL prospect. He's just like Dylan Ferguson was last year. But the two guys behind him are just as good. Stefanos Lekas and Sam Harvey. And Stefanos Lekas, he dressed a game in the NHL last year. So talented goaltending core. The defense is a little, we have three guys in the roster who didn't play last year. So
yeah,
knocking off the rust there. Blake Siebenhaller signed with the Comets, but he's up with Henderson right now. And there's a few more that you were hoping to get back from that championship team, and it hasn't happened. So defensively, maybe a bit of a question mark, but you've got veterans back there, Zach Tolkanen and Jameson Milam, two guys who've certainly seen a lot of hockey. So they're going to be the guys you lean on. But no, this team is pretty solid. And like we were talking, you know, the talent pool has now been stretched with every team back. And normally you'd have a fresh influx of talent because you have all the college kids coming out, but all those kids got their year of eligibility back. So it's been a little bit of a stretch for every team actually bringing players in, because you normally you have, say, 30 guys in camp, and a lot of teams aren't doing that. So so these guys have been together 2 weeks. This is the team that you're going to have. So I think it's going to be a real interesting season. And plus, when college season gets over at the end of February and beginning of March, you're going to see another influx of talent. So it's going to be a real interesting year. So I think you're going to see a lot of roster turnover come the end of the season.
Well, unfortunately, that's just kind of how it goes with the minor leagues,
yeah.
You know, and with the affiliation agreement we have with Vegas and Henderson. But that means that you have a potential to see some future NHL players out there. So it's a good reason for you to come out. Again, tickets are still available Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. And this is important, full capacity, right?
Yes, full capacity. Absolutely. We'll be at full capacity, just like we were that night, July 2nd.
I was there. Yeah. I was there. It was the atmosphere was electric. I would love to see another sold out Coliseum, so be sure to get out there. Masks will be required. There is the clear bag policy, but full attendance. And you can get tickets at comets.com, Memorial Coliseum, Ticketmaster, all those places. And of course, you can hear it right here on WoWo. So, Shane, thank you very much for coming in and talking with us. And I hopefully will see you Saturday night.
Well, I thank you for the invite. I'm glad to be here. And yeah, Saturday night, if you can't make the game, just tune in on WoWo.
At 7:30 p.m., puck drop.
Podcasts by Federated Media.